You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I'm very happy to be joined by Mr. G. Scott Sr. making his return to the show. Mr. Scott, thank you for your time as always, sir.
Man, appreciate you guys having me. Good morning to all you Bucknutters out there.
All right, a lot to get into. Let's start with name, image, and likeness. As you told me, you thought off the air that name, image, and likeness is even bigger than you thought. Please explain, sir.
In the very beginning, before it came out, the lead up to, I think that maybe you, myself, I know there's other parents that I've talked to that thought, okay, let's see the fine print. Let's see the details. Let's see the cap that I'm sure that there's going to be on there. Let's go see the limitations that there are out there. Let's see what they're going to have to go through. Maybe there are some hoops they have to go through. Oh boy, was I wrong. There is no cap. There is no restrictions. Well, there's restrictions in regards to you can't use the logos of the Ohio State brand and everything. But Dave, I got to tell you, and I don't mean to be the one to rain on the parade of the name, image, likeness, because first of all, it's important. It needed to happen. This is where we need to go. However, I'm a little nervous for it, if you will. And this goes for all kids in the college football realm, because there's this thing called taxes. There's this thing called financial literacy. There's this thing called all of the things, the floodgates, the box, Pandora's box that opens when you start bringing this in. And I'm not saying that there aren't kids or families that are prepared, but I am saying that there's potentially some families and kids that aren't. And if you aren't prepared, here's what I think and wonder. I almost wonder if they just rolled it out and said, here you go. And then in about a year to make some parents or some people say, hey, can we get some more restrictions on this, if you will? Because as of right now, from last week till now, we're 7 days into this. It was last Wednesday, July 1st, and here we are today, my man. And I got to tell you, this is not what I expected. Again, great thing, yes. Bad thing in regards to there's a lot of things that some of these folks don't know. Like, Dave, I ain't got to tell you, we probably got some friends and adults that don't understand when it comes to taxes, baby. You know what I mean? So you got to be on top of that. Now, that's the one thing. The last point I'll make to that is this, and we can move on to your next question. In being around the NFL for 18 years, I've seen what happens when young men are all of a sudden starting to make some extra money. The extra phone calls start to happen. The I took you to practice that one day starts to happen. What about the time? And what about this? And what about that? And it's tough for these young men to say no, even if it's that extra little bit of money. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that family member to call you and say, can I borrow this? Can I have that? Now, again, I'm not saying for the parents and families that are prepared for this. Fantastic. Phenomenal. Stay on top of it.
The no restriction.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Please finish.
This is just about the families and the kids that aren't prepared. That's where I think about. These are the things that I think about. And I got, look, I did not prepare for this. I'm a dad. I did not prepare for the name, image, and likeness to be like this. I had an idea, but this is not what I had in mind. So as a parent, as an adult, a lot of times you want to prepare your children best you can for anything, whether it's kindergarten, whether it's junior high, high school, life, anything. I'm just saying that the name, image, likeness is something that threw me for a whoa. I wasn't expecting that.
I want to ask you a follow-up about the no restrictions. I find that very interesting. It's like the Wild West out there. Eventually, I think there will be restrictions. Right now, it's just, you know, it seems like anything goes other than certain things, like you can't use the Ohio State logo, like you said, and stuff like that. What about, like, so Ohio State's a Nike school. Let's say somebody comes to G Junior and he's like, they're like, we want to give you so much money to advertise for Adidas. Would he be allowed to do that? What if an alcohol company came? Because I know the original Senate bill in Ohio said you can't do alcohol.
No.
Can't do like tobacco. Okay, so all that's out of the, but what about Ohio State's a Nike school? What if Adidas wants to sponsor one of these kids? Would Ohio State let them do that? Ohio State can't step in, can they? Or
yeah, it's no different than in the pro football world, right? When you have the team that is sponsored by Nike, but then maybe some of these guys might take an Adidas deal, an Under Armour deal, right? Then you can't wear those things to team activities. You can't, you know what I mean? Like you can't do that. You can't be on the football field warming up. You can't be in a practice facility wearing your Adidas stuff, right? So that would be the deal. And let me just say this. There's also, I'm not going to use the word wild, wild west when it comes to the money. I'm going to use the term wild, wild west when it comes to the people. Let me repeat what I just said. It's the money I'm not afraid of. It's the people. That is the Wild Wild West right now. The money's there. The money's fine. It's going to be there. And these large corporations, they aren't pouring money into these kids like people think, right? Like the corporate advertising dollars, they didn't have a plan in their budget to where we're going to, hey, Nike's going to give this kid here. American Airlines is going to get here. Delta Airlines. Come on. No. That's not happening. But the money I don't have a problem with, Brother Dave. It's the people. And sometimes people mess things up for other people.
Very well said. Shady people. That's the biggest thing to worry about. Shady people. Yes, no doubt about it. All right, switching gears. I want to ask you about JT Tuimoloau. You've been there since the start of his recruitment. You were the one that said, told Brandon Huffman back in the day, as you said, shared this great story on our show last week, that you called him in the middle of a game like, Huff, this kid's going to be the number one player in the nation. And you were right. Now, I know you and JT talked on Sunday. What did you tell JTT on Sunday?
Well, after he made his decision, and by the way, people always say, oh, well, I bet you G Scott, senior and junior, they knew the decision. We did not know the decision, right? But I will share with you why I had an idea in a second. But let me just go back to after he made the decision, I drove over there. I had not seen the family in a long time. Drove over there just so I can give him a hug, congratulate him, welcome him to the Buckeye family, and just hear from him, right? Just to see, you know, why he made that decision and how much he just loved Columbus when he came out to visit, loved the coaching staff, loved his peers, the potential, the teammates that he would have. He loved everything about it. His parents, Lowe and Pons, phenomenal people, telling me how, you know, on Wednesdays they pull out the whiteboard and all be in the garage and going through the pros and cons of each place. And he's just ready to get there. And I think for me, the only thing I was doing was is telling him, yeah, you made the decision, but just wait until you get there. Right. Like it's one thing to see and look into the window and you want to look at that house that you want to buy and you look in there like, ooh, it's really nice. Well, now JTT is going to be able to head out there and he's going to get the keys and he's going to get to see and come into that home of the Buckeye family. And that's going to be phenomenal. Now, I'll share a story with you. Yes, I did tell Brandon Huffman about JT on the football field when he was a freshman. And I said, this is the number one player in the country. Here it is. I'll share another story with you guys. It was in 2019. As you know, G Junior committed to the Ohio State Christmas of 2018. And so it was in 2019, we were at a 7-on-7 tournament. And of course, JT plays on that team. Well, JT, his mom, his dad, they're coming up on the field, right? And getting ready to warm up and everything. Well, Lo, his mom, is wearing an Ohio State t-shirt, right? And so she's wearing the shirt. And I said, Lo, oh my goodness, look at that shirt. She said, yeah, bro. So I hugged her like, oh yeah, that's tight. I go over to Brandon Huffman that day and I said, you see that? That right there, that's a sign right there. He'll be playing with Junior and Columbus. Hold on, here's the kicker. Go check the tape when you guys get a chance. So as you know, that they came and they met them at the airport, right? The, you know, JT's family, they all at the airport. Well, I saw the video of them at the airport. When I look, I see the t-shirt that Lo, his mom, is wearing. She's wearing the t-shirt. I said, there it is. So on Sunday, I go to JT's mom, Lo. I said, you were wearing that t-shirt. And she says, I sure was.
I love that. All right. I know every Buckeye fan listening to the show wants me to ask you this. When is JTT coming to town? People keep asking, when's he coming to town? It's got to be pretty soon, I would imagine. Do you know when he's coming here?
Yeah. I think that he wants to, this week. I'm quite sure he'll be heading out sometime later on this week, for sure. Because, you know, the Buckeyes, a lot of people are on break right now. So, of course, my son had come home. A lot of Buckeyes had come home. And, of course, JT has just made that decision, coming down to the wire, making that decision. So I'm quite sure that he'll be probably heading out at the end of this week, no later than the beginning of next week. I mean, it's time to get busy now. It's time to get busy.
It's going
to
be here before we know it, man. Like, Big Ten media days are going to be here in 2 weeks in Indianapolis. Yeah. I can't wait. Usually they're in Chicago this year. We didn't have them last year. We know why. And now it's going to be in Indianapolis. I can't wait. All of Ohio State stuff is going to be on Friday the 23rd for everybody out there. Friday the 23rd is when Ohio State stuff is, the whole day. So they break it up into 2 days. 7 teams go on the 22nd. The other 7 go on the 23rd. So all of Ohio State stuff in Indy will be on the 23rd. And, man, I cannot wait.
You know, I don't know what questions you're about to ask, but, you know, I feel like talking and telling stories. So I'm just going to have some fun here. But I find something interesting. You've been covering Buckeye football longer than a lot of people. And you got some definite knowledge about what's going on with the Buckeyes. So I don't claim to know anything compared to a lot of your listeners and to you right now. But I want to say something. Something that's happening right now. Something that's going on. Because I was asked yesterday on my radio show, why is everybody going to Ohio State? Now, you know, I said, I'm glad you brought that up. Because oftentimes when people say, well, everybody's going there because they must be paying money, or they, you know, there's always a negative reason as to why everybody is picking this place, right? It's almost like, remember we were in high school and there was the party, and it's, if this person was having a party, everybody wanted to go, right? Like, nobody went to that party because they were paying money. They went to that party because that was the place to be. That was a spot. What was it about that party? Well, what is it about that coffee place that you go to? What is it about that restaurant you go to? What is it about that bar that you go to? You know what it is? It's how you feel. You listen to me. It's how you feel when you go to that place. And right now, at this moment, again, I can't tell you about the past of the Buckeyes. I can't tell you about that. I can only tell you about right now. And right now, it is the place to be because of how you feel. It's the sizzle and not the steak. You see, anybody in a restaurant, right? You ever be sitting in a restaurant and you go to, especially a Mexican restaurant, and you're sitting there, you're having your food and you're relaxing, you're talking to your friends, and all of a sudden you hear this sizzle. It's the fajitas. Even though you know what it is, you know it's fajitas. Why is it that we always turn around and watch it? Like it's brand new or something, right? It's like, think about that for a second. You're sitting there. You're sitting there. You're eating your nachos. You're eating your chips, your tortillas. You're eating all this kind of stuff. But man, all of a sudden, it's the sizzle, baby. It's the sizzle. That is what is going on with the Buckeyes right now. The Buckeyes are a sizzle going on in this country. And commit. Why is everybody going there? Because it's how they feel. And the last thing that this is important, and because so just in case any other university or college hears this podcast, this is important. The Buckeyes don't negative recruit. You see, when that party that you go to, when you go to that party, when you get to the hot party, the place to be, they don't say, oh, I'm glad you came. You don't want to go to that other place because that other place is this. No. The place to be says, come on in. I'm glad you're here. I got this for you. Come and do this. You see, man, the Buckeyes is the place how you feel. Where everybody knows your name. Let me tell everybody. You want to know the best thing about Starbucks, baby? You get your name on your cup. Everybody likes their name being said, man. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're rich, you're poor. You want somebody to say your name. And that's what the Buckeyes are doing right now. They're saying your name is how you feel, Dave. So if there's anybody that's having this conversation with one of your friends, your coworkers, and they say to you, why is everybody going to the Buckeyes? Why are they getting all these recruits? It's the sizzle and not the steak.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we love to call him the Buckeye Preacher. He is the man. I love that nickname, the Buckeye Preacher. I think that's going to stick. All right, let me get you out here on this one, my friend. So you can never have too much talent. They're loading up, as you're saying, getting JTT. Then the very next day, getting Kojo Antwi, a very high four-star wide receiver. I mean, they just dominated the holiday. They get JTT on the 4th of July, and then the 5th is technically a holiday too. They get Kojo. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing. Some people are like, can you have too much talent? No, you can never have too much talent on a football team. I mean, this is a great thing, G.
It is an amazing thing, and I've seen that too. Right? Everybody said, well, that's too much talent. What? No. When you work overtime at your job, is that too much money? No, it's not. There's never enough money and there's never enough talent. Now, let me explain why the talent thing at the Ohio State is so important. All this means is that at most schools, Dave, at most schools, the first string, they're looking at the first string guy. Oh, they got this player. They got this player. They got this player. At the Buckeyes, the second string guy can get drafted. The third string guy can get drafted, right? And one last thing, another point, 18 years. I gotta say that a lot of times because I got to remind folks, I've been on the other side where a lot of these players want to see. Some of these players come from these schools and they are from these smaller colleges. And I'm not saying that some of these players aren't good. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes these players, they got all this hype and stuff and they go to the pros and they get to the pros and they ain't that good. This is what you don't want. You don't want to be not fully developed. You want to know what happens in those practices over at the Woody? That's iron sharpening iron. That's the best against the best. Don't put the playing time. Don't put the, I need to start. I need to do all these things. Jeremy Ruckert, potentially going to be a first round tight end, right? You know how many catches Ruckert has in his career? He has 30 catches. He has 30 catches. Do you think Jeremy Rucker is less of a tight end because he has 30 catches? No. Does that mean that this tight end at this other university that has 100 career catches is better than Jeremy Ruckert because he has 30. No. Again, it is iron sharpens iron. This is the best of the best walking around, going at each other, challenging each other. And then the idea is to be the best at what you do when you're done with college. You notice I did not say the idea is to be the best in the NFL. The idea is to be the best at what you do when you leave college. The NFL is not going to happen for everybody. But you know what does happen after college? Life, baby. Life happens. Are you going to be a good husband? Are you going to be a good father, right? Are you going to be a good son? Are you going to be a good family member, a good friend, a good coworker, a good boss? That is why being around like-minded individuals on a daily basis is so important. One last point to make to that. I always like talking to my parents. There's parents out there, Brother Dave, you're a parent. I'm a parent. There's parents listening. Have you ever said, you know, I don't want my kids hanging around too many other good kids? No. As a matter of fact, you would love for your kids to be around a bunch of other kids that are striving to be the best and want to do the best thing because it makes your job easier. So when we talk about the talent over there at the Woody and what's going on, it's iron sharpens iron. They need more. They need more. They need more talented tight ends. They need more talented wide receivers. There is no such thing as too much. And we can get into it till you're blue in the face. The wide receiver room is absolutely talented. So's the running back room, right? So's the offensive line. Correct me if I'm wrong. There was some offensive linemen last year that hardly didn't play that much that would have been All-American studs anywhere else. This is why, it's next man up, baby. It's next man up. It's a groove. It's a groove. It's the sizzle and not the steak.
Fantastic stuff as always, my friend. He is G. Scott Sr., a.k.a. the Buckeye Preacher. Thank you so much for your time and your knowledge, my friend.
Peace and love.
He's the man. Thanks to G. Scott Sr. Thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning in to the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.